Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler can do this,
diamond cutter.
Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push.
I call it an exploding push-up.
Black crush.
The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, that you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours. Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of DDT Radio. I am your host, Diamond Dallas Page, better known as DDP. We will be missing the one and only Sparky tonight, and he will be missed big time. We always love having Spark on the show, and he's sort of like the head guy who actually fills in for me when I can't be here on top of that. So he's missed always. I will have Stacy on, Robert on, and Terry on, and you guys will be able to come on and ask questions. If you want to go to the phone lines and call in now to get online and let Robert know who you are, I asked a couple people to call in about being in on the show, but also if you just want to ask questions or be on the show, just call in at what the number is again, Robert. What is it? 347? What is it?
347-994-1216.
1216. Okay, awesome. That's 347-994-1216. But if you expect me to come on and ask a question right now, it's going to be a little while. So maybe you don't want to call yet. I will give you your cue. But if you want to get online, you want to pick up the phone and call. And if you can't be around your computer, you can always call in and listen to the show and just let Robert know that you are just listening. You just want to check it out. So you can check it out on your phone as you're driving or whatever. Make sure you got a hands-free remote, though. Tonight, we are going to spotlight on one of my closest friends on the planet, Terry Lagg. I'm going to get to her in a minute. I want to welcome Stacy. How are you, babe? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Unstoppable. A little bit under the weather because I just feel like you guys all know I've been on the road like 5 out of 6 weeks, and it eventually had to just drop me. I'm not sick, but I'm taking the time down. Of course, I worked out this morning really hard, and right around the three-quarter mark, I thought, maybe I shouldn't have done this. It helped kick my ass a little more. So, and that's a lesson to anybody out there who is especially detoxing. You know, when your body, you're feeling so drained. I've gotten a lot of different emails from people, you know, on teamddpyoga.com or on Facebook. I'll talk about Facebook in a minute. I finally learned to use the whole Facebook thing, especially for DDP Yoga, which has been amazing, the response you've had there. But a lot of people have asked me on the questions, they want to know about the recipes. And if you haven't gotten the book yet, the program guide, we got a ton of recipes in that program guide. But even more so, we got a lot of recipes right here on Team DDP Yoga. Where's that at, Stacy? Where do we have? What section is that in?
There's a recipes blog right on the left-hand column. And also, I post a lot on my Hungry for the Truth blog and on my YouTube channel.
Yes, absolutely. And, guys, I really encourage you, especially if you're trying to lose weight, because Stace lost 185 pounds in 18 months, and she'd lost 100 pounds twice prior to this. So she knows about losing weight, but at the same time, she knows more about now keeping it off. So you really want to, you know, Go get yourself locked in and subscribe to hungryforthetruth.com. That's it, right, Stace?
Yeah, if you just Google my name, Stacy Morris, and Hungry for the Truth, you'll get to it.
There you go. Okay, before we start, I want to mention that the they said in the beginning the opening that Eric put together for us, that it hit 3 million hits. This internet viral sensation, right now we're at 4.9 million hits, and still people are watching that video.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Slim today. He's going to come on and be a guest here tonight. Just a little update on him. I talked to Slim, and he said he watched that when he first started watching. He watched it 25 times, like over and over and over again. That's how you get full of positive energy, though. You know, you keep filling yourself with positive stuff, period. I want to remind everybody that it's countdown. We're probably about 6 weeks out of the Mexico trip, and if you can't swing it this year, start to set it a goal for next year. It's going to be so much fun. Stacy, I know you're coming, and Bill, right?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely coming, and Bill's going to cook. He's going to do demos.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we're going to be down there. We're going to do a cooking thing, too. And we, you know, a lot of us eat wheat-free and dairy-free, but you don't have to. You do whatever you want. We got 5-star restaurants. There's like 9 of them there. And they're amazing. And, you know, the bottom line is that one of the days we break it out and we bake and we cook. And Angela's going to come down and doing some baking with us. And so some of her recipes will be there for you, and we'll show you how to do it. Stacy's man, Bill, he is awesome. He's an amazing cook. And
Bill's cooking is 5-star. I can assure you.
Unbelievable. So we'll have a lunch out of that day. We'll all go to the kitchen, and we'll all make different stuff. Everybody will be a little part of it. So you can see how we make the salad, and why does this stuff taste so different? You know, and it's all healthy. I ain't eating shit unless it tastes great. I don't care how healthy it is. So
me neither.
Right, and why should you? You know, so you know, we're all going to be in Mexico for four nights and 5 days. The workouts, the cooking, the food, the booze, because we do party, you know. It's like, I don't want anybody to come there and starve themselves. I want you to come there and have a great time. Like, you hit your goal and loosen up and enjoy it. It's Mexico. So we're going to have a blast down there. That's coming July 26th. Again, if you can't make it this year, don't worry about it. Next year, set it a goal. I talked about this earlier. I finally have learned, with the help of Steve Yu, who helps me over and over again with Robert, both between the both of them, I wouldn't know shit when it comes to the internet anyway. But Steve finally smartened me and Robert both up to how to get the posts up there, because I've had so many amazing emails from people. And I say, would you please just post that on either a version of that or that exact post right up there on DDP Yoga. And if you haven't liked DDP Yoga, you should go by and like it. And if you're going to put a post up there, I would also like you to tag the Diamond Dallas page, one with me with the same hat on, the same tap-out hat I'm wearing backwards. So that's how you know it's which one. Or you can tag anyone in the Diamond Dallas page counts with the comment, because I think that's really awesome. If someone's going to take the time to write that, well, then I want people to see it. You know, because if it inspires me, well, then I think it's going to inspire other people too. So teamddpyoga.com. We are now going to weekly be putting up the spotlight of the week. And this week is going to be our guest, the beautiful Terry Lang, who's about to turn 61. And when I looked at the picture that she has up there, which is, we'll talk about in a minute, it's so challenging. And she looks so amazing. You can't believe she's 61, going to be 51, never mind 61, maybe 41. I mean, I'm not being exaggerated either. But I want that before picture up there, and Robert and I just talked about it, so you can see where Terry came from to get to that spot. And it is light years, and I'm sure she'll bring that out tonight. So Terry is our spotlight of the week, or I'm not sure if I'm going to do week or month. I think I'm going to do week right now, because I want to start really getting other people in here. And 1 week is going to be a before and after. The next week is going to be a before and during, because a lot of you are really doing amazing things, and you're really putting the work in. And you know, when I see anybody putting the work in, the way a lot of people are on this site, I want people to see it, because it makes them, well, if they can do it, then I can do it. It's the whole Arthur situation or Stacy situation or Sparky or anybody. If I can do this, so can you. And that's why we're doing that. And I also added it because I've been blown away by so many videos. Because now we're in a generation of video blogging. I do it a lot myself, but, you know, the ones that I've seen out there, and there's like five of them that grab my attention. And so we're going to do a video spotlight of the week. And who we're going to do this first, the first, somebody's trying to beep in my phone, the first video blog we're going to bring there is Slim. And Slim came to us at 600 pounds. And this guy's videos and his blog, and I want to say, they see it on the end of his blog. Is it like the next 40days.com or something like that?
I think so, yeah. That sounds right.
Is that it? Okay.
I'll look it up. Yeah. Blogs.
I think everybody should watch, you know, should be a part of, you know, hungryforthetruth.com, the next 40days.com. I think that's it. Because, you know, they speak to people, and a lot of people are on this site are here to lose weight and dramatic weight. So you should really see someone who's hit their spot, which is Stacy, which is amazing, and Slim on the other side, who's begun his journey. And I was so moved by what I saw there. I said, we got to start to feature this. And I know Don put one up there about engaging and showing how Ignition, how he got his heart rate up. And that was like, I'm going to put that one up there eventually. My niece, Lexi, she's next week. I think Don's coming after that. And I got Mike Mullins and just a bunch of people have put up. And I would have put in like my buddies who's already done the older videos. I'm going to bring those back in too. So every week we're going to have a different video up there from Team DDP Yoga. And we're going to spotlight it, not just on Team DDP Yoga, but we're going to spotlight it on the bottom of the page of ddpyoga.com. Because I want people to see what you guys are going through and how successful you've been and how hard you work. So that's a big reason for me wanting to do that. And I also, on a sadder note, I want to talk about Rich, 600-pound Rich, who started with us. He started about a year plus ago, came in here at 600 pounds, really, really, really got into it. Yo, went to the wheat-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. He hit it so hard. He lost 100 pounds, and then he just fell off. And a lot of people, like Stacy, you know, if anyone I can speak to, he'd speak to this on you, you know, losing 100 pounds twice, right?
Yeah.
So what hit
I
you?
Know
what hit you? What? Because like, where we're going with this with Rich, you know, it's what people need to look at. You know, and I'll get there in a second. But when you lost 100 pounds. How did that first 100 or second? How did that happen? How did that come back?
How it came back was I was under the illusion that just because I had dropped the weight, I didn't have to continue to pay attention and be aware of what I was eating. I kind of thought I'd crossed the finish line.
And I've seen so many people, from Dylan, who lost 100 pounds in 10 months, to, God, I can think of 10 guys on the top of my head. But Rich, he fell off, and I want you to, you know, keep in your prayers tonight, because right now he had a stroke. He's 29 years old, or should I say 29 years young. And he's laying in a hospital bed with the tubes in him. And I talked to his girl, Christy, today. She called me up, and you know, they don't know if he's going to make it. He's 29.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, when you're losing that weight and you're feeling so great and so healthy, and then you just turn around and put all that shit back in your body. Yeah. You know, your
it,
body
it's
turns
shock.
Into your
I know,
body.
It, from my experience, it's a total shock to your body to regain it. And I regained it pretty quickly. And it's a devastating thing to the mind and the mind.
And that's why I wanted to bring this up. I told Chrissy, I said I would ask everyone to say a prayer for Rich tonight. And with a stroke, normally you go, like, completely paralyzed, you know, your leg, your arm, your shoulder. It can be your whole left side or your whole right side. So now how do you come back? So anybody who's out there who's listening to this, who has problems with their weight, there is an answer to everything. And sometimes it's harder for people to get the answer than it is for others. You know, but Rich is an example of he was on his way, man. He was on his way and just doing so good. And so was Carl and Andrew and Dylan. And, I mean, all these guys that I seen lose all this weight. And then, like, did what Stacey said, it's all they could control it. Or just said, fuck it, and I'm just going to do this. And before you know it, you get 20, 30, 50, and then you're depressed. You know, so you figure, what the hell? So you don't have to be there. You don't. If you fall down, get back up.
Yeah, well, I shared about a month ago, my 5 pounds, and I said, you know, I'm stopping it right here at 5. That's it. I'm not going to look the other way this time.
Well, that's a powerful message, Stace. Now, I'm going to put one other person out there who's a good buddy of mine. And you guys, if you've done the Diamond Cutter, you've worked out with him, and that's Big Rob. And I got to tell you the story of Big Rob. When he first came to me, he had no money, he had no nothing. I mean, I gave him the DVDs. He worked out with me all the time. His pay was to go to, classes with me and collect the mats and, just be my protege. This kid got so strong. When he first came to me, I said, how much do you weigh, Rob? He goes, 400. I said, get on the scale. He's 474.
Oh.
And you should have seen his face. I was like, dude, what's that feel like? He goes, wow, because I didn't realize that. How do you? Once you're over 380 pounds, 350 pounds, how do you know? You just keep assuming because you don't want to think you're 500. So bottom line is he worked his ass off. I have him doing the modifying positions during that workout, but Rob could been doing the extreme versions. That's how strong he was back then. And then he just fell off. And I don't chase anybody. I'll call you twice, and then I don't call you. Because there's too many people out there who need and want to put the work in. And right before I left my condo that I sold in L.A., I just gave him a call. And I said, Robbie, I said, how you doing, man? And I said, I just want to leave a message for you. I know you'll answer your phone. Hopefully you'll call me back. And he called me back. And he's, he came back, he helped me move. I said, I could tell he was bummed out. I said, how much you gained back? I said, all of it and how much? He said, all of it and 76 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
550.
Oh,
and now, every week, he's sticking to the food plan. He's not hitting the workout as much as he should, but at some point I know he will because he has an amazing work ethic once he kicks it in. But he's only losing a couple pounds a month because your body will only help you lose that weight so many times, and then it's going to go, fuck you. I'm not doing it anymore. You're going to have to work 5 times harder this time. So when you're on this journey you're on right now, and I bring this up for so many people because so many of you all write to me, and as long as you don't make those damn letters too long, you keep like a paragraph, I will answer you back. If it's too long, I'm going to throw a flag and go, no more letters like that. ADD and dyslexic. Not only does it take me a while to read them, it takes me a while to write them back, okay? I don't have a problem telling anybody. ADD and dyslexic. Please keep them short, brief, and I pretty much get to whatever you got to, and everybody knows that who actually sends me an email. But I hear this, and I want you to understand, when you make the decision to own your life, you're allowed to fall down once in a while. Pick yourself back up, get back on the path, and just hit it harder. And I know it sounds easy, but it is. If you make it a part of your lifestyle. And for anybody else out there, we hit about the one thing I want to talk about, last thing before we bring on the one and only Terry Lang, is the phase 2 and phase 3. Now, some people they're just not going to give up wheat. They're not going to give up dairy or one of the two or whatever, which you're never going to really feel, especially if you're really overweight. You're never really going to feel as good because that shit out of your body just makes such a difference. And I'm not heavy at all, but I feel so different. I can't even explain it. But if you don't do that, just do the food combining. If you have no money, it's easier and less expensive, the food combined, than anything. Don't eat a protein with a carb. Simple. You have some kind of vegetable.
Save money.
Yes, I'm saying. So you can't tell me I don't have any money. You're eating. You're eating something. So choose some vegetables and a carb, either brown rice, organic brown rice and beans, yams, sweet potato, those are the best. Then you get into potatoes and white rice, and they are what they are. But those are the best. Or some sort of protein, whether it be fish or chicken or buffalo or whatever. You know, mix those two together, and you will lose weight. I guarantee it. Okay, that's enough of my being up on the spot on the box for the moment. I want to bring in...
Hey, Dallas.
What?
Before we jump over there, Arthur wanted to jump in and say something.
Oh, absolutely, Arthur. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, everybody. Two things, well, three things really fast. First, the D.C., we had the East Coast meetup.
Yes, yes.
Small group, but we had a really good time. Everybody showed up. We were outnumbered, like thousands to one, surrounded, endangered, threatened by like a billion Girl Scouts. We survived. It was a bloody, terrible battle, but we survived. Nobody bought any cookies. Yay. Anyway, it was awesome. Now, big shout, Colorado, Stacy's having one soon. I don't remember the exact date, but they're also looking at having one in New Jersey in August. I think it's 11th and 12th. It's like a weekend in August. And
awesome.
I'll be up there for both days, and I'm gonna try and teach in the afternoon on Saturday, and then Sunday maybe once or twice depending upon what all happens. So we're looking at having
awesome.
A lot of fun with that. And also,
that's
really
awesome.
Fast, Steve Yu is doing the Kickstarter. And if anybody, I tried to email a whole bunch of people, and I think it got out right. I had the uber technical number one son help me get it out. But if anybody hasn't heard yet, they got like 60-some-odd hours left, and Steve really needs to raise like this hellacious amount of money in order to keep the movie project moving forward. So if anybody hasn't had a chance to look at that, that would be really awesome because, Steve, a lot of people are only here because they saw the video that Steve made.
Right,
and,
right. Let me just tell you guys about Steve Yu. Steve Yu has never even asked me to do that. I put in a donation just the other day for myself, not for the company, for myself. And, you know, if anybody just put in like $2, you know, or $5, I mean, it would mean a lot. And Steve has never asked me. And I'm thinking, here got Arthur, you know, promoting that for Steve. I'm thinking, that's not on my list. What the F? I should have had it on my list. But awesome, Arthur. And, yeah, a lot of you are not here right now if it wasn't for Steve Yu. And you got to believe that because he put together a video that, you know, 4.9 million hits says it all in a story of, you know, of Arthur Borman. So
oh, yeah.
On from that, the person who really started this all, the first person I ever helped, we'll say, who helped me, beat up from take care. I used to call it Humpty Dumpty Day. I'd get off the road from who knows how many weeks in a row that I was on the road, and I might be home for 37 hours. And I would go to the gym when I flew in at, you know, 6 in the morning or whatever. I got to Atlanta by 12. I'd go to the gym. I'd go to Doc West. I'd go to Terry. Terry would put my broken body back together along with Doc West or Dr. Craig Aaron, the yoga doc, whatever chiropractor I happen to get with that time through. But Terry was always the finisher when she would take all my muscles and take them from being so spasmed to straighten out. Terry's also an RN, so she really knows about, you know, just being a nurse. And she's one of those people that, like so many of you who let yourself get heavy, you're a caregiver. It's never been about you. It's always been about helping someone else, whether it be your kids or whatever it is. You know, you don't really take care of you. And then before you know it, you know, you're in that spot. You're coming up at 6 months from 50 or 40, and you're thinking, what did I do with my life? Well, that's what happened with me and Terry one night talking. She was, let's call it whining, at a different degree of being 6 months from 50, and that bright light came on with her up to something I just said, and it changed her life. And from there, she lost her 64 pounds, got down to her college weight on her 50th birthday. And then the only reason I know anything about being gluten-free or celiac or dairy-free or any of that is because Terry was the first person to have celiac. Now my brother-in-law's got it. My niece has got it. It's like crazy how many people actually have celiac and don't know it. And I remember T had hit that really tough spot where she felt like her body was jingling out. I will let her tell the story. But she went on this journey, and I watched. I didn't do anything with it. I just watched, because you have to show me or lead me by example before I'll take your words and repeat them over and over and over and over again. If you teach me to lead me by example, if you walk the talk, then I will follow, and then I will turn so many people on to you. I want to have her on to the guest. She's been on a guest before. She's our spotlight this week. She's going to be smoking hot at 61. Please welcome Terry Lang. Hey!
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Stacey. Hi, everybody. Hey.
So, Terry.
Yes.
You're going to be 61. Tell everybody when your birthday is.
July 26th. I am going to be 61. And
oh, my God.
I never looked or felt better. I thought I said that in my 50s. And now I really am. Now I am, as in these past 3 months, after reading Wheat Belly for an experiment, I always like to do follow what books say and test it out. But I am college weight and a better college body. And it's been an amazing journey of fine-tuning my eating skills. And as Dallas said, I had a bumpy ride in my mid-50s becoming intolerant of celiac. I was getting sicker and not doing anything different. And with the help of a nutritionist, and that helped save my life. I was getting so sick. And I built myself back up, and my body got stronger, harder then, because all I could eat was fresh food. There was no gluten-free foods and goodies. So I was back to nature, garden foods, God's food. And then here came the onslaught of all these goodies out there on the market, too, which is something I wanted to talk about. But it was, again, I have to thank Dallas, because 10 years later, it's like he gave me another fork in the road. He came to me and said, I want you to read this book, Wheat Belly. Read it and tell me what you think. Let's talk about it. It's about wheat, why it's not good for you, et cetera. And that's what I was expecting, because I think the title needs a second part to it, because it is about why this Dr. Davis does not like wheat, because it's genetically modified, and there's a lot of unhealthy side effects to that. But it's much more about why wheat, like other carbohydrates and sugars, raise your glycemic index, which causes your pancreas to pump insulin over and over again as you eat it, which leads to insulin resistance, prediabetes, diabetes, et cetera. But mostly it leads to belly fat, unhealthy belly fat. So I'm thinking, they're not really talking about me, because the one thing I don't have is a belly. I got some hips and thighs, but my waist went down when I lost weight the quickest. So I'm just thinking, though, the past year or two, I noticed I was starting to juggle that 3 to 5 pound weight gain back and forth, and how I would go back to my original weight, because I never let it climb over that. I always ate with awareness. I was never going to gain this weight back, and I always wore these same old jeans. Every now and then I'd get in them, because they don't lie. My scale, you can juggle. But you know when you're softer or jigglier or not, as the genes tell you. So I always used those. But I found I was constantly re-dieting again, back up the 5 pounds, down the 5 pounds. And I didn't figure out or think enough about what was going on, what changed in my life, I started to think again, I'm going to be 60. This is what happens. I'm getting older. It didn't dawn on me I'd had that conversation with Dallas like 10 years ago, but I was already slipping into that mindset. And then reading this book, I didn't learn so much new facts because I know about sugars and carbs and insulin and that from nursing. But it was the power of his words, what a little does. Because what I had started to do was sneak in a cookie here, coconut ice cream. I finally had coconut yogurt. And occasionally a goodie does not mean an occasional throughout your day. Snap one cookie here. I never ate a lot of it. But I was getting all these carbohydrate sugars. And a sugar to some people is a brownie or a cookie. A sugar is bread and potatoes and those things. But particularly it's processed sugars. They're very high in sugar. They put that in there to make it sweet to addict you. And a lot of gluten-free foods as well as other carbs and that say potato starch, corn starch. Substitute the word starch, it should be for sugar, because that's a highly sweetened product piece that they put in there to make it palatable. And so when I was reading it, it was like a switch came on, like I've been eating too many carbohydrates and sugars. And I thought, this is going to be a way just to cut back seriously, like clean it up and just eat no processed foods. And I'll just do this for a week or two and lose those 5 pounds and see, that should be the easy way to get it off. Because that's often how I would lose the 5 pounds if I just stopped eating garbage food. So I did, but this time my body changed. I wasn't really overweight because I'd be 140 pounds instead of 135. But I was slimming down like my ribs were kind of sticking out, and that whatever little skin I had, the belly, it left. And then it started coming off my hips and thighs into the stored fat. And it's like, whoa, I got to stay with this.
Hey, and, Terry, let me just interrupt right there because I want to highlight this for all the women out there who are listening right now. Guys really don't have a problem with their hips and thighs. Some do, but it's mainly a woman thing. You want to know how to get rid of it? What's the miracle? It's not a miracle. It's a lifestyle. Go ahead, Terry.
It is. It is all about the food you put in your mouth and the way you move your body. And the other thing that I should have made a correlation is when I eat a bite of wheat, one bite, that's all it can take to make me sick quick. So if the power of one bite of food can do that to a body, why wouldn't I correlate like just a few bites of bad food? Your body is a machine, and I look at it, and that's how I can monitor my food and do better, because I started thinking of it strictly as a machine. And your machine takes the right chemicals to work. You don't put water in your gas tank. You don't go pee in your gas tank because it's cheap. You put the right gas in your gas tank. And so we are fuel to our bodies. And this is the only house we live in. And when you're younger, I don't think you correlate it so much to your health. But when you're 50 and then you're 60, and a lot of your life is behind you, not ahead of you, it's a whole lot less about I want to be in sexy in my jeans. It is about how do I want to live my next year? Do I want to be bedridden? Do I want to have diabetes? Do I want to have a stroke and heart attack? All these things. Do I want to turn on the Alzheimer's gene? I don't think so. So all those foods that aren't as healthy for me, even as sweet, look less healthy even now from my side of the hill. So the thing that stunned me about this was it just kept coming off. And I lost now 17 pounds, more than a dress size. But the most exciting part to me is I always had what I call twirler thighs. I was a little bit more pear-shaped. And when I was in high school, I with a twirler, and I marched, and I developed some really strong thighs, like skaters do, and that. So I've always had that piece to me. And just last week, for the first time, when I did measurements, because there's nothing that fit, not my bras, not my everything is just crazy. Tommy Dallas is seeing me now. I'm just different, leaner than he ever saw me, leaner than my husband said after 41 years. I don't think you were this lean in college. But
oh my God.
My shoulders are the biggest part of me. My thighs are smaller than my hips, and they are smaller than my shoulders by an inch. I'm just, and I have my waist got even thinner, and it's like, I can't believe it. I look in the mirror, and my skin is better. Everything is better. My energy level is out the roof by eating live good food. Now, I went back to juicing a little. I've had probably 4 or 5 pieces of processed food, like a gluten-free slice of pizza at somebody's place, but I eat a salad with it. I've had 1 brownie and a cookie in 3 months. But once I got...
Everybody just went, oh, you can say it. Okay, good.
So, Terry, I have a question, though. So all the women listening are saying, sign me up for this. So can you tell us what kind of carbs do you eat, and do you completely cut out anything processed, or it sounds like you have it very rarely?
Very rarely, I have to say, because I set this goal. Once I started on a roll, like once I saw my hips and thighs are actually going down, it was like, wait, I'm riding this train. So I don't know where it's going to take me, but I'm not getting off. I don't care what kind of brownies out there. And what I did notice was the reason I think it happened is even when I lost weight when I was 50 or right before I turned 50, I did it completely different. I've been evolving how I'm eating as you learn and grow and change, and they change nutritional subjects, and then I become a celiac. So I eat completely different every few years, it seems, some just for survival. But it was all about before I would still be getting in some sugars and carbs because I'd have that cookie or two, not a lot, but that meant I had to work off my daily influx of fat and sugars. But when I stopped putting it in me, and I still did eat less calories than I needed because I wanted to lose weight, I wasn't trying to maintain, I had to burn it off my body. I wasn't giving it the challenge, my metabolism, to burn it off daily.
Let me interject here. Let me ask you a question here, Terry. So, because, you know, everyone goes, God, but that's so hard. You know, how many months did this take?
It's been 3 months.
Okay, stop there. Okay, and you're already at a weight you feel comfortable with. This is like being a carpenter who comes in and does finish work. Okay, and every guy out there has done any kind of carpeting understands what that means. But if you're doing it in the beginning where you're trying to lose that 100 pounds or 70 pounds or 40 pounds, it's going to go a lot faster. Would you agree, Terry?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, if you're going to do the work, if you're going to put in the time, you might as well go for the best bang for your buck. And if
right.
Correlated at all. No, the thing I would say is if you're getting still some carbs and goodies in it, and like I say, I did this and still had a few odd things along the way, not many, but or a couple bites of something, but you want to do it, you want to, I lost my train of thought here for a minute, but you want to go at it full force, because if you go this day,
you
want to
own it.
That day you don't. You won't own it. Exactly. That's the way to say it. You have to want to own it. And the thing is, you have to get by the first few days or the week or two. Because remember when you all started losing your weight and you cut out your sugars and stuff and your liquor or whatever, you felt it because you're going through withdrawal. Sugars and carbs, they're one and the same. And they are drug-like. They're like morphine. They cause you this roller coaster. Your insulin, your sugar goes up, and you feel great. That's why you want to eat it. But then it crashes. The insulin comes in, and you sink. And then you get sad, depressed, cranky, irritable. Then you eat it again. And so you keep that ride. And so that's how I knew I was getting too many goodies, because when I thought, how hard can this be? I just won't eat this for a couple weeks. That first week, I felt I was irritable. I was sluggish. I was headachy. I thought, well, I was getting too much crap, and I was just denying that because it was easier to go,
Let me interject, Terry. I got an email today from one of our members, and he said, I can't believe the headaches and the shaking has finally stopped. And then he wrote after that, I guess it has to do with me not drinking those 3 or 4 Mountain Dews a day.
Oh, God.
Okay,
oh,
you put battery acid in your body, okay? You're going to be really, it's going to make it a friendly place for cancer. That's sort of like a no-brainer. You put organic juice in your body, might be not so friendly. So, it's what you put in your body is what you're going to get out of it. And then there are those people who can eat anything and stay skinny. They just can't. And, that's what people, well, they can eat that. I want to eat that. Well, then you want to be like them. Everything comes back to what do you want?
Right.
I want to feel healthy.
How bad do you want it? And for me, it has always been about health. I started this long age farther along in the line. I mean, the perk is you look good in your jeans, and I'm thinking I look really good. I mean, my husband thinks, whoa, hot stuff. So, we're older, we need glasses, whatever, but it works. But it's all about being healthy. And some people, you are doing it because you want to wear a size, whatever. Other people, you want to be healthy. And you can be thin and not healthy. So that's what I like about this Team CVP stuff. We are, yes, we want you to lose weight, but after you've lost the weight, like me, I'm still part of this because I still want to be healthy. It is about your health
and
how to live a healthy life.
And you did one of the most challenging positions that there are in all of my workouts, which is a standing wrap and burn. And I tell you, when I looked at that, I had to take a second look at that because I was like, that's not holding your foot out. That's wrapping in a wrap and burn. And then standing up out of that is really challenging. I was so proud of you. Listen.
The strength that came back. That's just been this year doing this, too. I mean, last year, my 60th year was really tough with the plantar fasciitis, and I was wearing day and night boots, and that did not help either. My body got soft. But you have to push through those things. And I've been doing this 11 years, it'll be. So I have better years than others. I have better months, better days. The thing is, I come back to the group. I always have a connection to talk to somebody when I need it, too. I mean, I try to be up listening for everybody else, but sometimes it sucks for me.
You need it.
Hell yeah.
And she doesn't call me when she wants to whine. She'll call Stacy or Jim Babes. But don't call me to whine. So just so when you send me people, you write me, no whining. Okay? It's challenging. No whining. And, sometimes I start to write stuff to you. Went on that, and I just delete it because I know you might think, boy, he could be an asshole.
That might sound harsh, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't be where I am if you had allowed me to whine.
No, that's the beat with Terry.
I wouldn't.
Even Terry. Arthur never whined, though. He never whined.
Terry, I've got a couple questions for you from the chat room.
Yes,
One's a quick one. Do you use Bob's Red Mill gluten-free grains?
I do, or I have. I haven't in the last 3 months. I have to say, I do get my, I think Dallas asked me, I do get my carbohydrates every day, but I get them in live food. I'll eat a sweet potato, even a white potato, but I eat a half or a third, because I'm not as hungry. There's not this empty hole in me. And I hit in squash. I just eat all kinds of vegetables. And I eat all kinds of fruits. I start my day out.
But Terry, if you're going to pick a processed food, Bob's would have to be the choice.
Oh, yeah. And I will say if I'm going to have processed food, and I will, again, I cannot wait to have a pancake on my Sundays on occasion, again.
Namaste are awesome. Namaste is the best pancakes.
You want to eat the healthy grains, and the key to the carbohydrates is it's not like they're bad for you or beans, but they do raise your glycemic index and cause this reaction to you, this chemical reaction. So what I was reviewing in that book was, it's a serving size. You know, and I think Dallas and I talked about that. You know what a serving size is of a grain? A half a cup. And that's like your little fifth, not Dallas's fifth, which I told him. A half a cup. So we all want to get like a bunch of rice or pasta. Now it's a little bit of that and all the vegetables and the stuff that goes with it. And I do try to eat raw every day, but that was always something, you know. If I didn't have a salad, I would have some cucumbers and carrots on a plate. I mean, when Warren walked in for dinner, I'll say, is this anything raw, a salad today? He'll go like, no. I say, cucumbers, carrots, or whatever. I make a little plate of that. And I try and juice. I go in spells with juicing, but I've done that off and on for a decade, really. But I do have carbs. They're not my enemy, but I eat them with respect. And only eat a little bit.
Again, it comes down to what do you want. What's the next question, Stace?
This is for the ladies. She wanted to know, this listener, did you have trouble or did your weight loss slow down during menopause at all? And if so, what did you do about it?
I've been in menopause since this whole thing began. I had perimenopausal, you know, like most women in the late 40s or 50s, but by the end of my 50th year, I was postmenopausal. So I've not had any hormones. They have disappeared. Like, I can't find them. I'm searching for them. And I finally went to a hormone doctor, a biochemist, hormone physician also, and I started some compound hormones starting last December or so. So it does make it tougher a little bit because your metabolism is off. But this is the excuse I use. And this is how I learned it from a couple of the books I read about hormones and from my doctor, my physician, who told me, in my head, I think we grow old. We start to grow old, and our immune system weakens. You lose your hormones, and you gain your weight. But that's not the truth. It's really in reverse. We start gaining weight by eating the foods that aren't good for you. So you start gaining weight, you weaken your immune system. That causes you to lose your hormones, and then you grow old. That's a huge difference in your mindset and what really happens. That's why we all grow old at different ages and stages. It's our lifestyle that's aging us.
Yeah, and I started DDP yoga when I was 44, and basically just starting menopause, and I, you know, dropped 185 pounds. I think it's what you do, you know, with your body that counts.
That's what I've learned. It's what you're telling yourself in your head, and if you buy into it, it will bring you down, and you may have to work harder than that 20-year-old, or your skin, you lose a lot of weight, your skin might not want to snap right back in, because those hormones are kind of important for that. But my skin is clearer because my food is pure.
I got to interject there because we took pictures of Terry's all. We had pictures of him. And when Bernadette Saviano, who is her nutritionist and does a lot of work for me as well, and I've turned a lot of people on to her, she's in Atlanta, and she'll do, like, phone calls where she, you know, looks at your blood work and then tells you what you're lacking as opposed to you just taking vitamin C and zinc or whatever. She tells you what you're actually lacking, and then you take that. She's so busy, she's, like, 3 months to get an appointment. So that's how I judge how good somebody is. Can you get ready to see them? Chances are they're not made as good as the first can't get in to see. So Bernadette told Terry at 55, once you get the wheat and dairy and soy out of your body, well, your skin will start to come back. And I went, bullshit. You're 55. There's no way. But we're not going anywhere unless one of us dies. You know, I'll be able to see 2 years from now. And around that two-year mark, I was gone for about 6 months. I remember coming to Terry's house. I was going to get a massage, and I walked in the door, and she goes, hey. I go, God, you look amazing. And she was wearing one of those little Lululemon jackets. She goes, look at my arms. And she pulled the jacket off. I was like, oh, my God, they really have gotten small. Oh, my God, your skin does look better. And that was almost 4 years ago. Now to what she's doing now, I look at the new pictures of her, and I think, well, maybe she had plastic surgery on her body, and she is not. And that's how dramatic this is. And when the guy who found that book, Wheat Belly, if you're not a reader like me, I enjoy to read things I want to read, but this is a little deep, this reading. They've got the book on tape, so you can listen to it. You know, so it's not like you have to. I'm giving you all the information. I am your guide. Stacy's your guide. Sparky's your guide. Robert, Terry, Arthur, you know, Doug. I mean, there's so many. David, you know, Eric, so many of the guys who are walk, talk, they're just the guide. They can't do the work for you. They can't, you know, tell you what to eat and what not to eat. You got to put the work in. And that's what it comes down to. The reason why I was incredibly successful in wrestling, because I put the work in that nobody else would. And now I'm doing it all over again with this. And I don't have to work on my body, but I have to work on it every day. Because now my body's more of a tool than it was in wrestling. And when you're a wrestler, it's your 98% of your is your body. And are you not getting hurt? Because you got to go out there and bang it 270 days a year, hitting the mat, getting in the car, and driving 100, 200, 300 miles to the next town, finding a hotel, checking in, taking all your bags upstairs. And anybody who knows me, they're a lot. And then packing it down that night, coming down, loading your car up, going to to get breakfast, going to the gym, going to the building, doing it again and driving 240 miles to the next town. The car kicks your ass. The flight on the way there kicks your ass. Forget what happens in the ring. Gravity kicks your ass. Age kicks your ass. How do you eat helps everything. And when you don't have to do any of that, you got to go to your job and sit at a desk. Well, that kicks your ass. Being on the computer kicks your ass. Life kicks your ass. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to fight back. How about you, Bob? I'm going to fight back.
I was just saying, you fight back by putting the right fuel in your body. That makes you feel and think better, and you have to move your body. And that's what keeps you young. It's not sitting in the chair, not getting up. And I didn't really have joint aches, but I just feel the difference in my body. That's where the strength came from, because I hadn't done the wrap and burn for a long time, and I just kind of threw it up and could do it. I'm back to doing the full push-up.
I don't remember you ever doing it. I can be honest. I don't remember ever seeing you do it. I've seen the foot over your head, but I don't ever remember seeing that.
I don't think you ever saw me do it. I had done it a time or two, and it's been a while before the planner, I don't know if it's before the celiac or after, because that took a lot out of me to get me well.
Hey, let me interject here. About a year and a half ago, you were feeling really great. You went up the ladder and fell off the ladder. Isn't that what happened? Totally screwed your foot up.
Yeah, I fell off those shoes, those rock and roller shoes that I had.
Right, right.
I had a bad sprain in the middle of the street in St. Simon, and then from there I got plantar fasciitis, and Dr. Armstrong, our buddy, worked with me and injected my foot, and I was in night and day boots. But I couldn't even do many of the poses and postures because my foot wouldn't go to the floor, and it was a bit. That's all I can say. And so I wasn't able to move much.
Yeah, understand, this is not an easy ride. If it was easy, everybody would be turning 61 and look smoking hot. Everybody. But very, very few do. But if you want it, I know we don't have... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know what? And you have to, you have to want it, but you want it every day. It is a lifestyle that you live, because when I talk to some people on the site, if they say the first thing to me, they say, oh, I can't wait. In 4 months, it'll be over. In 6 months, and I can go back. That is like you're stuck before you get started, because you're not trying to be the old you. You're trying to be the new, smarter you, healthier you. And that means you don't go back to the old ways. There's bits of the old ways or a bunch of it now and then, but you won't even want some of the old stuff.
No. I think that's awesome. All great information for people out there if you really want to listen. And then, I talked to a girl today. A guy called me up. He's a friend of mine. He said, I got a new one for you, dude. Would you mind saying hello to her? I said, sure. And basically what I told that girl, you got to put the work in. If you don't want to put the work in, don't get the program, because there is no quick fix. And she was like, no, I totally get it. I go, as long as you get that, you're going to be awesome. But if you're expecting a quick fix, and once you get to where you want to get to, like Terry just said, I'll leave feet, so I'll do this. Terry's performing at a different level. You don't have to get there. Of course, I don't know a woman who wouldn't want to be there. But how bad do you want to be there? That's work ethic. That's sacrificing. And if you look at how much work the average mom puts in, the average sacrifice the mom puts in, just one kid, never mind three, it's a shitload. So if you can just focus on yourself, it's really not that much. That's really what it comes down to.
You have to feel like you're worth it, too. And that was the other thing, as you said in the beginning. I came after my husband, whatever my son needed. Then I had patients who needed me. And especially in nursing, I was all about pregnant moms and teens. And I was sending 15-year-olds home with 6-pound babies. And it was like sleeping at night, not a lot, because it was all about them. There was nothing left at the end of the day for me. And Paige was reminding me, I get to have a turn. And now I work out, and we don't go places in Saturday morning. So I've done my workout, and I eat these foods, and I've been switching to more organic, and I want the chemicals out of me. That's made a change, and I'm worth the price. I'll lose the money somewhere else. But I had to learn that what I want or need is as important as someone else's in my family. That was a big thing to learn.
So just so you know, if you're listening, whether you're a man or a woman, it will come down to what do you want and what are you willing to work for? That being said, Robin, I'm sure we got some calls, so we should take some calls. Tell everybody one question, because I'm sure we got some people on the line. Who do we have first, bro?
First up, we have Matt from Kansas.
Hey, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. So you got a question for Terry or anybody on the show?
Yeah, well, first off, I want to apologize to BDP. He left me a couple of nice voicemails, but every time he tried calling, I wasn't available. Felt like a jerk.
Matt!
But, hey. Yeah, that Matt. So really, my question was, I just started getting into mountain biking and some other forms of exercise outside the yoga.
Awesome.
And there are days when I'm just like today, I am just so sore from head to toe. And I was wondering if you guys recommended still going through the planned workout of the day and maybe modifying, altering it a bit, or if it's better to let your body just recoup, have a day off to kind of recoup. I don't know what your guys' thoughts was on that.
Well, me personally, I believe you should rest when you should rest. And one of the things I started talking about earlier was about the guy who drank 3 or 4 Mountain Dews a day, and his body was detoxing with headaches and you feel sick. You need to rest yourself during that period especially. But if your body's beat up, man, first of all, ice it. Second of all, get those blue ice bags. You got like a screw on top. You can get them at Walgreens. They look like a hot water. They look like a hot water bottle. And I've got 5 of them, because I don't want to lose. I'll have to take a couple on the road. I might put one on my knees and wrap an ice bandage around it. I'll stick one behind my sweats. In my, I always got to take the air out. I mean, your ice is the greatest inflammatory ever. And you know, besides, you know, what you eat, ice will really help you. So I would say, yeah, rest, man, rest, and make up for that workout later, you know.
Or you might also just want to, you might want to just do a gentle stretch out, like I do an opening or a closing, just less engaged, but do it because stretching out is what will kind of loosen the tight muscles and that. Because icing is your best friend, but stretching out is like never a day goes by that I don't get on my mat, even if I just do opening and closing and lay on and stretch it out. And it always seems to clear my mind. When I step on the mat, everything else leaves the room for that. And then you can kind of just be aware and just gentle stretching, but that would help your muscles.
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's awesome. That's great advice. Maddie, great to talk to you. Eventually, we will hook up on the phone. It's like a challenge to me now. So thanks for calling in, man. Okay, who's next?
Next, we got somebody who we were talking about earlier, Slim.
Slim, video of the week. Hey,
yo, what's shaking, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Slim.
So, Slim, we asked you to, sir, we were mentioning it earlier because we were putting over and want people to subscribe to Stacy's Hungry for the Truth. What is your blog that you, you have a site that you put up like Stacy did? What's your blog called?
I have a couple of them, but the one that's really updated the most and has the most, up-to-date stuff is called thenext40days.com, and that's with the word 40 spelled out.
Okay, there you go. Next 40 days. All right, so Slim, you called in. What do you got for us, brother?
This is actually a question from my wife, and I was talking to you last night about my wife, and she's not a big girl by any means. She's 160 pounds when she started with DDP yoga. She's already lost 6 or 7 pounds in the last couple weeks, which is just awesome and huge. But she's mirroring everything that I'm doing. She's working just as hard as I am, and she's eating the same things as I am, in an effort really to make sure that I stay on track, which is really cool and awesome. But she, and I hate to laugh at this, but the last few nights, like probably 4 or 5, she keeps waking up from these just vicious nightmares to the point that it's almost scaring me. But the nightmares are literally about her eating cake. Or and she wakes up feeling so bad about it and feeling like she's, you know, done something terrible. So this is just a weird question, but has anybody else experienced that? She keeps looking at me like I'm weird because I haven't had those dreams. I try to tell her that the guys dream about totally different things.
Dream about cookies or cake or... I'm sure you may add to your dreams, but we women have those dreams. We're reading 50 Shades of Grey, whatever. But,
wow.
but I think you're lucky she's not gnawing on your finger or something. I mean,
yeah, right. Well, it's really concerned her, like to a point where it really has concerned her a little bit, where she doesn't know what that means, and she's a kind of an anxious person by nature anyway, but. And she said, "Hey, man, can you call them and ask them if anybody else has had that problem?" And so there I am asking for her.
Slim, did you say, is she like a hardcore sugar addict? Was that a big deal for her to eat that a lot?
I wouldn't say she was an addict in the sense that I was an addict. But she, you know, she loved her share of sweets. And it's something. It was part of our daily routine anyway. This Friday will be the beginning of our fourth week of absolutely no gluten, no dairy, no wheat, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no caffeine, no fried food, processed food, etc. We've cut that all out entirely, completely cold turkey. And it was a whole lot easier for me to do than I thought it was going to be. I really, really dreaded it. But it actually turned out to be really easy. But for her, while it was easy, it's still bothering her in her thoughts and in her dreams in a very weird way.
Mm. Well, my guess is, and I sometimes have similar dreams, and my own theory is that, let's face it, even though this stuff is bad for us, it still tastes good. So I think it's my conscious, it's my way of getting it out of my system in a safe way. I don't think it's anything to really be too concerned about. I think dreams are there to help us process stuff out, and it just sounds like she's working through maybe a little emotional withdrawals.
That's what it sounds like, for sure.
I think it's
cool.
A good way to process it out. You know, she's eating something at night that might trigger, like if I eat before bed or something, I don't usually ever eat past dinner anyway, but if, you know, that could do it. But I think it's like Stacey said, I mean, that would make sense to me. And, you know, I'm trying to think if I dreamed about any food these past 3 months. And I wish, like Stacey, I wish I could say I'm never going to put a brownie or a cookie in my mouth, but that's just not going to happen. I'm just going to do it with much more awareness. You know, we all like to do bad things, but when you're eating gluten-free, that's better than the other cookies because it's gluten-free foods aren't as inflammatory.
And Terry, I'm glad you said that. I just want to forget this. That's my whole point to this thing. If you're going to fall down, at least, you know, if you're really big and you get it out of your system, fall down with some of those good tasting gluten-free things, you know.
Exactly. Because wheat's hard to digest and it sits in your gut longer. And so you may not be a celiac, but you can be gluten intolerant. They're discussing why we have so many more people who are intolerant, or the celiac who is postmenopausal, because that never happened. When I was nursing, they were children. They were failure to thrive people. But we're getting all this post-hormone, and they believe, again, it's about lifestyle. In fact, I just wanted to quick say on GMA, Good Morning America, yesterday or this morning, I can't remember which, they were talking about medical doctors are now working with zoo doctors. I don't know if anybody saw this. They interchange, but medical surgeons cancer specialists and that are helping the zoo doctors because animals are getting so many cancers and leukemias and all of this. And why? They said because they're eating genetically modified foods. We took them out of the natural habitat of eating natural foods. We give them human food that we eat,
wow,
and they're
right.
All sick. I mean, that's like
right.
The universe not speaking to us. And the guy that just was on TV that does fit to fat to fit, that was very fit, trainer, gained 60-some pounds, so he'd know what his clients were like. He couldn't figure out why they gained weight and back and forth. Then he lost it. But they said, how did you do it? He said, well, I only ate fast food about 3 times a week. But I just drank juices and drank soda and ate cookies and pastas, and I got heavy. And I started craving them and needing them. And then when he lost it, he just stopped eating processed food. It's like I was hearing this in the past couple of months here. I have been hearing this from every kind of source that people are talking about this. Why do we have heavy children? They weren't heavy when I grew up. None of our parents were really heavy. Because of our lifestyle, why do we have an epidemic of diabetes and heart disease? Because wheat raises gluten, so do the sugar carbs, raises your LDLs and heart and lets plaque go in your body. We have sick people, and if you're not a person, worry that you're going to pay for all these people who won't stop eating bad food. And we're going to
one of the things that's in Stacy's video. It's when people used to say she was fat, and looking back, I wasn't fat, but really, back then, if you were 15, 20 pounds overweight, you were fat.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't like 60 or 70, it was like 15 or 20. 15
right.
or 20 is like the norm now.
We think
yeah.
we're regular. People say, oh, Terry, you're skinny. I'm actually not skinny at 123, 125. This is actually the best weight I should be. I'm not thin. It's just we've forgotten even what lean is and what. So it's stunning about these numbers and weight and stuff. And this site talks about all of this. Where can you go to have all these kinds of conversations and all kinds of ways? There's all kinds of ways to lose weight and all kinds of ways to work out. But you want to do it and be healthy, and you don't want to do it over and over again. You want to do it right one time and live that good lifestyle. And this is a site that tries to help you get to there.
And on that note, we're going to go Slim. I want to thank you for calling in. And let people, if you go to ddpyoga.com, is it on Is it on Team DDP Yoga, that video, or just on DDP Yoga, Robert?
It's on both. If you go to Team DDP Yoga and look under videos, it's the featured video there.
Okay, so if you either one of those two, go there and check out the video of the week, which is highlighted by Slim, and go check out and subscribe to his next 40 days if you get a chance. And, of course, I'm going to put Stacey on that as well, hungryforthetruth.com, and subscribe to that. And they're not just the stories, like especially for Stacey. She started that a long time ago. And you can go back to see what Terry did on her Terry Lang site, because – it was about a year, maybe 2 years after she had done the change. And I knew there was something going to happen in my life because I started helping all these other people. And I was like, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than what I'm doing right now. So I called Terry up because her story was the best. And she was the first. And I said, babe, you got to go back and rewrite that story. What was that like, Stace? I mean, Terry. When you went back and rewrote that, it was like a year or two later, right?
It was, and it was very emotional and cathartic, and I was pretty honest about my stories, more so maybe than some people are, because there was a lot of personal things that happened, and even my husband or my family go like, oh, Lordy, you didn't say that, But I was really honest about it's so much more than just losing pounds, because your mindset is different, your attitude, your friends' reactions to you. It cost me a very dear friend.
Grace, let me interject right there. I want you to elaborate on that. But I was talking to, I don't remember who it was, it might have been Slim, but I talked to a lot of people about this, especially, I believe Slim lost 30 pounds the first 3 weeks, and now he's just weighing himself once a month, which is, that's the key. You do not want to weigh yourself every day or every week, because it'll fuck with your head. It's the only way I can say it. And I don't want that to happen, because you might lose, like, 11 pounds in the first 2 weeks, and then get to the end and you've only lost 13 and you're bummed out. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. When was the last time you lost 13 pounds?
Right.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, I guess I shouldn't be bummed out. It goes back to living life at 90%. Nobody can do more damage to you than you. But on the positive side, nobody can give you more positive energy. No one can lift you up more than you. So Terry, I was telling Slim, I was saying, just be careful as you go on this journey, because people are going to say to you, dude, you're doing so well, or babe, you're doing amazing. You can eat that. And you're like, well, no, I really don't want to, because I'm trying to stick with this thing and I really want to do it right. No, come on, you can eat that. And they'll, like, set you up to fail and believe it. They may be the person who really loves you. Maybe one of your best friends, like happened to Terry. And what happens is you make them look in the mirror.
Exactly,
and they see
what I learned.
These amazing things. And they can't do it because they didn't make the decision. They didn't make a commitment to themselves. So they got to turn around and sabotage you. So you tell them, Terry. Go ahead.
I thought they would be happy for me, and surprisingly, not necessarily so. And the sabotage, whether it's mindful or not, they participate in that. And then your body's going through these changes, and sometimes your skin is changing, and the emotions, you're shedding out a lot of poisons because you really are detoxing. And things droop and change, and you're also, and then people react differently to you. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm the same person. And how come everybody's acting crazy? But in some ways you're not, because you are changing and learning and growing. And this is when you have to remember, you are worth this effort and your focus. And if you don't take care of you, nobody else truly does. You have to be strong during this, but it does change relationships, because you change and they change reacting. And this is what I also, exactly what Dallas said, is it makes them look in the mirror. Because if I did this at an age, they can't say, I'm just too old. Or their husbands say, why don't you look like her? Why are you?
Oh, doing? God.
Oh, brother. It's ugly. And I was shocked by a lot of things that happened to me.
So just be, all I'm saying is, like, we can go on this for hours today. We got some other people. Just be leery of it as it, you go through this journey. And Terry said something really important. And Stacy says it at the end of her video. And she says, never, never, but never think you're not worth it. Right, Stace? And that's what
that's
it comes
right.
down to.
It does.
So,
exactly.
So who's up? Who's our next, our guest in the, our caller coming in, Robert?
We've got Julie from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Julie.
Hey,
hey Julie.
I can know who you are this time, DDP.
That's a good thing. So what do you got going, Julie?
Oh, I just called to say thank you and to let everyone know how well the program is working for me.
Awesome. Where are you at now? Tell the people where you're at now.
I am down 30 pounds.
Yay!
Awesome.
And I just took my measurements, and I lost 31 inches off my body, 6 inches just around my waist.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, my God. I just took 1 pound. Visualize a pound of hamburger. That's a lot of roast beef and turkey. Cool.
You know,
and Julie, your pictures on the Team DDP site are amazing. You have some side-by-sides that you just posted. 30 days, and the change is so profound. I'm blown away.
I'm glad you said that, Stacy, because it's funny, because when Julie had actually sent me an email, and, you know, I went back there and looked at it, I was like, wow. And I saw the first two pictures, the front and the side picture and the face picture. But then I saw her in her positions wearing her other outfit, which was 30 days later. I just started laughing to myself and thought, good for you, Julie. You're at least taking the pictures on the end of the next 30 days. And, Julie, let me ask you, how much do you wish you took those pictures in the beginning?
I know. I should have. I was so afraid I was going to fail and not stick with it. I was like, oh, I don't need to ask anybody to take the pictures, but I should have asked.
And you're worth it. And anyone who's listening to this, if you just started a week or 2 weeks ago, take them. Take them
right now.
Don't put them up. If you got a problem with putting them up, don't put them up. Just put your headshot up. At least if you're listening out there and you're on a site, get rid of that fist and put a headshot there. All right. There's one girl, it's funny, I saw it, that she put a little sign on hers, and it was not positive energy. It was awesome. Or something like that, you know. But Julie took the initiative to, and the first thing I said to her was like, don't you wish you took those pictures down? She's like, yeah. just
if you don't, and I didn't do it, obviously, either. And if you don't take the pictures in hindsight, you don't know where you come from. So when you're on this journey, you don't know how far you've gone if you don't know where you've come from and can mark it.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that, Robert, you come back to this. But I want to say there was a point in time where Terry was throwing the pictures that we have, throwing them out. And I cut such a promo on her. I was like, what? You're going to throw those out? Are you serious? Those are your trophies. You know, you want to be able to have them. And then, you know, of course, they took on a different life. And, you know, and Stace didn't take the pictures in the positions that she wished she had. So any woman who's listening, we've got so many amazing women out there, so many amazing guys out there that are taking these six pictures. And, you know, if you feel comfortable, put them up. If you don't, hold them off because you're really going to wish you had them.
And I have to say, in my gym, I have a memory board. So every day that I step on my mat, I have pictures from the beginning because I do have them when I was heavier, all different sizes. Every year a picture goes up because it reminds me of where I have come from and what I want to do, what's important to me today. And so I use those kind of visual tools and pictures. And my wall where I go work out, it's got pictures of lots of people, when I meet people from Team DDP and stuff, because you all are important to me. It is my inspiration corner, my room where I can meditate, where I can work out. And I got mirrors on the wall. I don't want to lie to myself anymore because it's so easy to fool yourself and everybody else.
Absolutely.
And I saved a couple pieces of old clothing, and sometimes I'll put it on and just be absolutely astounded and realize I don't want to ever fill this out again.
Right, right. Robert, you were going to say something?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to somebody today who was talking to me about the pictures and saying that they were too embarrassed to put them up. And like I told them and I tell everybody, don't put them up. Keep them. Take them. You put them up later. You know, don't even worry about it, but make sure you take them.
Excellent advice.
So important. So motivational. Julie, thanks for calling in. And Julie's actually going to be our transformation of the week next week, because what we're going to do from now on, because we have so many people working so hard, I want to acknowledge that. And so Terry's up this week for her before and after, and we're going to put Julie up next week for her before and during. And next week we'll go back to someone's before and after. Then we'll go back to her before and during. And so, you know, if they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and so many of you would not be on this site if video wasn't priceless. And Arthur's video journey is crazy, you know, and now I see a lot of different guys are doing that. Some women, but mostly men, are videoing themselves working out so you can see the accomplishments, and we can put together that video for you as you move forward. And that's going to keep you, like, really jacked and inspired. Thanks for calling in, Julie. Who's our next one, bro?
We've got James from Biloxi.
Hey, James. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. I wanted to point something out. While your program is excellent, what I've really gotten out of your website and talks like these is the story that changes possible. I just turned 43 years old, and I'm in the midst of what you could call a midlife crisis. I call it the midlife opportunity.
Ah, good. I like that.
I've been pretty beat up from doing martial arts all my life, seeing how you recovered from your injuries in pro wrestling, which is an absolutely brutal sport. And I'd reached a point where, you know, I'd still do strength training with my heavy clubs, but every time I tried to do any cardio, my body just would not let me. I wasn't very mobile. I had a lot of pains. There were a lot of muscular imbalances. And since I've been doing this DDP yoga, one, my heart rate gets up nice and high. I sweat. And also I get that hardcore workout that as a man I crave.
Right, right.
You say it's hard work, but I like to look at it as play, because it's kind of like a child learning to move again and figuring out where my muscles are and what my body is doing in space. And there's absolutely no room for excuses left after watching Arthur's video.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What you did all there, James, was when Terry, she's massaging me, and when I asked that person, well, she's a masseuse. She's a masseuse.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's a masseuse.
Some of those words, just in case.
top two masseuse on the planet, and I'm not kidding. I've had like 250 people put their hands on me. I can tell you five that are amazing, two that are unstoppable. She's one of them. But as she was massaging me, and I'm in, my face is in the hole, and I'm going to say it, so, you know, how did you do it? You know, what made you really start? And she started to tell me, and at some point she said something about, you know, I'm doing that, you know, yoga. It's like you told me, engaging my muscles. I'm doing that videotape, you know, and I'm also doing the treadmill. She goes, God, I hate that thing. I call it the terrible treadmill. And I said, why don't you change its name? She's like, what? I said, you know, you're talking about something that you can do, walking the treadmill. I said, I got a friend of mine named Draz. He's a professional wrestler in WWE years ago. My buddy Draz, you know, got dropped on his head and quadriplegic. You know, I said, you know what Draz would do to be able to get on that treadmill? I said, or any person who's, like, been totally wiped out and can't move their lower body, they would crawl through glass just to pull themselves up on that treadmill. I said, you got to start calling it your buddy the treadmill. Change his name to that. And, James, that's all the stuff you just did. My midlife opportunity or whatever you change the meaning of the word. You know, that's awesome.
And, you know, as much as I've been beat up, both my knees, my wrist, my shoulder, I'm actually finding that a lot of those old injuries are really healing up. And I just wanted to thank you guys. I think what you're doing here is great, and I've been promoting this to everyone I know because, especially for us guys, we hear yoga and we think it's not a workout.
Right.
With my weightlifting and martial arts background, this fits in perfect. So y'all have a good evening.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that, man. That's awesome. Who we got next, Robert?
We've got Jim from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jimbo, what's up, man?
How you doing?
All good, buddy.
I've been listening to the show, and two of the questions I wanted to ask have been answered, so I'm just going to say hello.
Awesome.
And you just made me cringe, Dallas. I'm one of the guys who you met down in Philly. We went out and had lunch together, and we just said about falling down and hurting yourself and not being able to get on a treadmill. Yeah, I'm there. I understand.
Yeah.
And the advice you gave me about pumping up my heart rate too high, about disengaging, is working real well. Thank you.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling in, Jimbo. Good talking to you again, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Jimbo.
How many more do we got, Robert?
We've got one, two, three, four.
Okay, cool. Let's get we can knock those out. Who's next?
That was we've got Scott Dinsmore.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey.
Scott.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say I was the one that sent out those pictures of Arthur and us at the mall, the National Mall.
Awesome.
Oh, they were good, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 Great pictures.
And the video. Did you all already talk about the story I said when I got there early?
No, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got there early at the mall before everybody else. And let's see, Arthur, we started talking, and I don't know, somehow we got on the subject of the heart rate monitors because we both had them on, and he showed me his. He was at 61 beats per minute, and all of a sudden, he started engaging, and within like 30 seconds, he went up to like 169 beats per second, and like it was sick. It was a whole new world of engaging.
You know, and I'm pretty good at that, but I ain't that good. I ain't that good. But that, you know, and again, once you've got your heart rate up, it's like running; it can stay there. And that's why I tell everyone, have the heart rate monitor. Go ahead.
He could have kept going.
Right, but you don't want to. not a 52. You don't want to run that number that high. You know, you stayed it for a bit and popped down. But it is all about you don't have to beat up your body and run. And, again, this workout's the only one that actually not only gets your heart rate jacked up and gets you a great cardiovascular workout, but there's no impact. You know, increasing your flexibility. I mean, Terry doing that wrap and burn standing on one leg, that says it all, you know, and your core strength. You have to have real core strength to do that.
Exact flexibility is key, especially as you're aging, because if you don't keep yourself limber, that's when you trip, you fall, you snap a bone, break your leg, fracture. This is what's going on with people because they're so stiff, and particularly those who sit all the time, which is what everybody seems to do if you're not a massage therapist. I don't get but you got to.
But Terry, on that note, though, if you're a professional athlete, if you're a college player, if you're a high school athlete, they go stretch, done, or don't stretch at all. That's why so many players get hurt. And then all of a sudden they're wiped out. Maybe in high school they don't get to college, or maybe in college they don't get to the pros. If they were doing this workout at the level I do it, they'd be running through people. They would be indestructible. You know?
Now, stretching is like people, that's the one thing, I don't have time, so I didn't stretch. If you don't do anything else, you have to stretch.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for putting those pictures up, man. Appreciate
you
telling
that problem.
Story about Arthur. That's awesome. Who else do we have, bro?
We've got John from Houston.
Hey, John, what's up, cowboy?
John.
Hey, good evening, DDP, Terry.
Hey.
You got a question?
I'm the one that has been going back and forth with you. I'm the disabled veteran. And I actually just wanted to thank the anonymous donation that came through. that made it possible for me to be able to do DDP yoga free of charge.
That's awesome.
It's really a great thing. I'm waiting for it to show up, so I'm looking forward to getting started on it. I've already taken my pictures and they're up on the site, so I'm really ready for this.
Well, awesome, bro.
It's full of good people.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Hey. It was the messages that I first received, the messages of encouragement within hours of joining the website. I mean, it really shows that it's the staff and the website and its members that are truly one of a kind.
Yeah, it's just an awesome family here. You're great people that we just put together, paying it forward. So, dude, glad to have you on here. And it was our buddy. I used to say Brett, who started the whole thing. If someone out there wants to help out, it disabled veteran that might be hitting a little hard times right now, you can always whatever you get in the program, I match. So we've got a couple more of those going out, and we're just trying to track everybody down and the guys who. Or women from the war that's disabled, from any whatever war, from the Vietnam to just the one that's happening right now. I appreciate you calling in, bro, and keep us posted as you move through this, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, buddy. Who's next, bro?
We've got Brian Peters.
Hey, Brian. What's up, man?
Hey guys, what's going on? It's good to hear from you guys, or good to be calling in.
So what you got going today, man?
Oh man, we just got through with another workout. We did two today, and I'm 33 years old. My wife's 29. I weigh 450 pounds. My wife's, I'll let her tell you that, and we're just so happy that something like this is available. It's just the great. I mean, this is great. I mean, DDP. I mean, one of the greatest moments. I can remember. I just want to bring this up, and I don't want to take up too much time. But when you came out and they gave you the NWO shirt, and you gave a diamond cutter to Scott Hall, and then you ran out into the crowd and gave him a diamond cutter. That was a moment for me. I was a pro wrestling fan for so many years, and then to discover this, it just kind of all clicked. You know what I mean?
Awesome, man. Hey, that was the beginning of it all for me. All the hard work had paid off on that night, and it doesn't matter if it's professional wrestling or politics or acting or trying to be a lawyer. I don't care what it is, Indian chief. If you put the work in. And you keep working towards the goal. And when you fall, you get back up again. If you just keep moving forward, because a lot of people will see I end that way. Just keep moving forward. That's all that matters. Just keep moving forward. Don't worry about what happens in the moment. I think I don't know the exact quote, but the Alcoholics Anonymous is like, something about, what you can control. Focus on what you can control, what you can't. I can't remember what the quote is, but it's an awesome quote. And I just seen it, and I sent it out to a couple people, and someone had asked my buddy Marlon, so is DDP a recovering alcoholic? And I said, why'd they ask that? He goes, because you put out that quote. That's like the quote. Yeah. So whatever it works, just focus on the things that you can control. And we all can control.
I really appreciate that, DDP, and I appreciate, the emails and everything, and appreciate Arthur. Arthur's helping me, and I just, really appreciate, Team DDP Yoga, and it's just been such a fantastic experience. I mean, I just can't explain it. I do have a question, and by the way, I'm going to be, putting out some video blogs. We're actually going to be doing one tomorrow of the workouts.
Awesome.
See me in my, thing. I have a question. I'm getting, these real bad rug burns, so me and my wife, we've decided to buy some yoga mats, and I just wanted to see if there was what we could look for in buying one, not necessarily one that, you could recommend, but I mean, maybe something that I could look for in buying one or.
Well, the mat's really helpful. It depends where you are economically. Like any yoga mat will be good to get you started, but
yeah,
because you're big and I'm big, I only use the Manduka mat, and I also wear those Vibram shoes on my feet, because they're really good grippers. If I don't have a Manduka mat, I'll go on the ground. I'll go on cement. I'll go on grass. I'll go on whatever around me, because that mat is just so thick and so comfortable. It's like there was a Pinto car, and then there was an Eldorado, you know. And to me, the regular yoga mats for me, because I'm a big guy, you're a big guy, you know, it's just so different. So if you can afford it, you get 10% off on our site. And, you know, to me, and I told him, because I know the guy who created, you know, who's the head of, well, was the CEO of Manduka. Now he sold the company, but he's still the figurehead. His name is Peter Steros, and he's a great guy. And all the people in my workouts are doing some kind of Manduka yoga mat on him. And, you know, when I called him up, I go, dude, I go, the mats are cheaper on Amazon than they are what you're having me go to. And I said, I'm not going to tell my people. I want them to go buy the best deal they can get. I said, give me the same deal you give Amazon. So he did. So,
wow.
That's why he did the 10% off. It's the same price that it would be if it was Amazon, or like they're not that cheap on their site. So you can check that out, and that'll help you. And you know what else? You know, sometimes knee pads too. You know, but they get a little uncomfortable. Sometimes you want to put a towel down there, fold it up. That'll help your knees as well. All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. Hope that helped you out.
All right. Thanks, guys. You're
welcome, Brian. Who else do we have? We have one or two more?
Yeah, we've got like three more.
All right. Don't let anybody, no one else call in, because we got three more. Terry's got to go. Stacy's got to go. What do we got?
I'm going to butcher this name, so I'm not even going to try, but I'd say that you're from Tucson.
Yes. Hi there. It's Alona, and I'm new. Haven't received the program yet. I'm waiting for it, though. And I have a question for Terry and then for Dallas. For Terry, I'm wondering, I use stevia and xylitol for sweetening, and I'm wondering what you think about those.
I use stevia also for sweetening. I use a couple of different things, Truvia, because I don't use much of it. I do some green tea, and I put a little in. And I do actually, we have our own bees, and so we have our own honey now. So it's a lot of sugar. But I like natural stuff, and so I eat a teaspoon of honey every day just because it's like a provocative test for your allergens and stuff. You know, it desensitizes you to stuff. So I do use those. Those are natural plant things, agave and that. Agave will raise your glucose, so a diabetic wouldn't be using agave. But I use natural sweeteners, and those are all okay, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's what I was curious about. Okay, and then, Dallas, I'm wondering, with regard to the heart monitor, do you still have those? I missed out on ordering it with the package. I didn't realize that until afterward. Do you still have them available so that I could order it separately?
Yeah, so, and Robert, well, you can hit Robert at Dallas Page, and it'd be the same deal. We took them off the thing just because we're just getting new ones in. And so, I mean, so many people, I'm so glad that people are really focused in on the heart monitor, because it's such an important part of what we're trying to do here. And we have awesome heart monitors. They're not cheap pieces of garbage. They're good. They're what I use. So, that will be back up. Probably just email Robert at Dallas Page. He'll handle that. And I also want to let you know that we did this because we were so far behind. I mean, right now you can go to teamddpyoga.com and you can read the program guide to your schedule. You could do the Diamond Dozen. You could even do energy. Eventually I'm going to take energy off. But for right now, I want to make sure everybody has what they need. For when, boom, it gets there, you're ready to go. So if you just go to the teamddpyoga.com, right at the top, what does that say exactly, Robert? Where do they click?
It's the new members guide.
Right. If you just click that, you're covered, darling.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to know is before the program arrives, what should I do? So I'll just go to ddpyoga.com, go to new members guide, right?
And then team
right, it's all there, and it's just another way. It's something we did out of necessity because we got so leveled when that video came out and cleaned us out, and we had to get our back orders, and then the pressure went down. It was like, what? Like, how many adversities could we be hit with? And I saw Randy Posh who's I recommend, if you get a chance, to listen to an inspirational journey. It's called The Last Lecture. And Randy Posh, I saw him on Oprah. He did the 10-minute version, which is amazing. And he's a guy who's dying of pancreatic cancer. And it really was his last journey. But to watch his whole hour and 17 minutes, one of the points he says that walls come in front of us, adversities, we get hit with left and right. And he said that God doesn't put the walls in front of us to keep us out. God puts the walls in front of us to make us see how much we want it. And to me, I was like, get that. So when we got hit with all these adversities, it made us better. And now we do put the program God up there. So as soon as you get it, boom, you can go there and go read it. Start reading it right now. You can pull up and put up your computer and just start doing the Dime a Dozen. So you know what's happening
okay.
When you get there and breathing. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Who's next, Robert?
We've got one of our team members, Russell, has got an update for us.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, guys.
Russell.
I just hit my 120-day milestone, and I'm happy to say that after my little down-the-dumps period around my birthday, I buckled down, kept an eye on things, and I lost another 6 pounds. I'm down 23 pounds now.
Wow.
Awesome, man. Awesome, buddy.
I'm hoping to get my pictures posted. I'll try to get some pictures taken and posted this week. It's crazy here with the work life. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm keeping with it. I'm sticking with it.
Good for you, buddy. Just keep moving forward. That's all you can do, brother.
Thanks
for calling in. Who else we got, bro?
Last but not least, we've got the Boston bad boy.
Hey. What's up,
hey,
Chris?
Hey.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good show, man.
Good
show.
Yeah, man. Just wanted to say thanks again for having me on Fox with you. That was an absolute blast. Got a lot of recognition for that. I got a lot of people interested after seeing that show.
That's awesome.
Got a lot more people learning about it and very interested. So that definitely worked out for us. But my question was to Terry. I actually needed a favor from you. As you know, Dallas, I've been trying to get my mother going with this, and she is celiac and the gluten intolerant. And, I've actually had to move home to take care of her and my grandmother. His grandmother's deteriorating. My mom is seriously starting to deteriorate with her health. I mean, this gluten, I've been looking into it, and it's starting to affect everything from her brain to, I mean, like her thought process,
yeah,
her energy levels, depression. It's getting really hard, and it seems like the more I push, the more she's fighting back on me. So I was just kind of curious with Terry if there was some way. I know you have my email address, hopefully, again. Still, maybe you can get in contact with me if there was something. You know, I kind of talked to her about you a little bit, showed your pictures to her, and she kind of was, you know, that kind of piqued her interest, especially with, you know, just everything that you've gone through. And, you know, I would kind of ask in a favor if it was possible for you to kind of maybe reach out to her at some point. Maybe we can exchange. I don't know if you still have my number. We can exchange and
right.
If there's anything you can do
it,
to maybe. Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Give it to you. I was going to say if you could email it to me or put it on the site or tell Paige, or I'll get it from Paige or Steve. You, if I've accidentally lost it or dumped it, that I doubt you have it.
Yeah,
I could forward her email and number over to you again. It's I'm just
okay, you
sitting
mind,
here watching,
please.
And it's like a car wreck. I'm just watching this, and it, you know, things are getting really hard for her. And
just tell me her name, Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I will be
her name.
Yeah, what is her name, huh?
Her name's Patricia.
Patricia.
This is
a huge deal. It's a life-threatening deal, and sometimes it isolates you from other people, or when I go out, when you eat different, active, there's a lot going on, but she's feeling so sick, and it does touch every organ in your body with reaction. So I will happily, for you, and just because I get a bit of what she's feeling, you're overwhelmed, and it, it's
it's a big deal, and I will be happy to talk with her, and I hope that I can get her to see you. You can push through this and come out better, well, in fact. You can get well if you don't eat these wheat.
Well, she's not really – what she eats, she's basically – her diet consists of right now is coffee, Rice Krispies, and those stupid gluten-free chocolate cookies. I mean, and she's eating. And she eats rice when I make it for her. I mean, she's in such a funk where she doesn't even want to prep her own meals. She's got these gluten-free books and all this other stuff around her, and she literally. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I mean, if I talk to her one morning about something, she's forgetting, you know, within a few hours. And I'm starting to look into, you know, reading about this, thinking maybe this was in her head. But come to find out, the celiacs and the gluten intolerant, it really does start to play a part on your mind and her body. And all she keeps talking about is these quick fix surgeries that she wants to do with the – I know you guys were talking briefly about, you know, the skin, how your skin was getting better. Now, were you saying everything got tightened up? Because she's talking about slicing her arms and getting the fat removed and, I mean, just doing everything the easiest way possible. And to me, that's just not going to do anything for her, Terry. I mean, it's just getting really hard when I'm sitting there trying to take care of them and I'm failing miserably. You know, she seems like you've done for me.
Right. Well, she's panicked. She's afraid. It's overwhelming. In fact, I just saw that you had sent me an email, my personal email, and so I was just saying that you found me. I'm sending you my cell number.
Oh, that was your email. Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was you, so I sent an email just to see if it was you. Okay, because I can send you over her information, her phone number. I'm going to get her, I mean, I got her to the point where I'm going to take some pictures and stuff like that, but I just think coming from the outside, someone of your stature and what you've done and the knowledge that you have, I just think she really needs to hear from you. I mean, she practically threatened me when Dallas was actually just here to literally do not bring him to the house. I mean, that's how bad.
Just so you know, Chris, you can't, it's really hard to help someone who does not want to be helped, you know?
Yeah.
So hard. It's like you know, talking to a wall. That's why I don't do it. You know,
but you know, I'm here. Like I moved. I put my life on hold. Like I haven't gone into too much detail with you about this. I mean, I put my life on hold. I left my apartment, my girlfriend, you know, we don't even live together anymore. She's got her own place now. I mean, I moved back here to take care of both of them. I have to maintain this whole house that they live in now. And I just feel that the best, the job that I have mainly is to her health. I mean, and I just, you know, I'm at a loss right now, and I'm kind of,
well,
you know, I really need some outside help with this.
Hear what Dallas had to say, though, and it's really good you're there because I needed support. My husband was right there with me, and I had a nutritionist that taught me a lot, but you can be supportive, but... And you're there, but it is up to her. You cannot do this for her. This is totally her journey. And you can be supportive and cheer on and be helpful that you can so she doesn't do it alone. But she has to want this, and she has to figure out and see, and hopefully from some conversation and reading, that she can do this. And it's a lot of learning, changing, but you can do it. And you'll feel good again. There is a rainbow on the other side, and it isn't only just through Rice Krispies. So, I can at least tell
This is what I tell her. It's there. And you got to see her. She's as strong as a dog. She's like 5'8". I mean, this woman was a champion. I mean, she raised two boys on her own. And, I mean, this woman is like Superman to me. And I get her down into a broken table. I mean, and she talks, she has knee pains and back pains, but I mean, she's so strong. She gets down, she can hold broken table. I've got her to go into crunches from the broken table, thunderbolt. I mean, I've even had her get her leg almost up into Road Warrior, you know, and I mean, she has it. It's there, but then, you know, this depression thing kicks in and this lack of energy. And I mean, she supplements a meal with a coffee because the creamer is gluten-free and dairy-free. So she's like, yeah. And, you know, I mean, she'll pound down 9 cups of coffee in the day rather than eating something. And it's like I'm just, it's like you said, I'm talking to a wall. I'm doing everything and trying to be. I'm sorry?
Yeah. She's not getting good nutrition, so she's not thinking as clearly. And with all that poison that pumps through you, it does affect all the parts. And it is a depression. There's a lot that goes through. It's like any diagnosis. When you get cancer or anything else, there's all these stages that you have to progress through to get to the other side.
Yeah, it's
so,
just, you know, it's playing a big toll on me, too. You know, being here, I feel like I'm failing. Like, you know, my job is to take care of him, and it's just getting really hard to sit back and to kind of watch this.
Right, but your job is to support her, and as a caregiver, I do know, I understand what you're saying, because it's very tricky to not step over the boundary of taking on the responsibility and thinking it's your failure. I mean, when I had another mother pregnant again or did something bad, I took it as my personal failure. It is not your failure. It is not your problem. You don't own it. You're there to help her. But you should be a caregiver. You have got to protect yourself and know the difference between supportive and owning it. He owns it. You're there to support
her. And I feel like I'm failing her. The information that I've gathered over the year and from, you know, the motivation from Dallas and the rest of the team and, you know, how much I help out with all these other videos, and I just feel how come I can't help her? You know, it's just...
Because you can't do it for her. You can't swallow the food. You can't feel the pain that she has. That's why you have to separate yourself. This is not about you. It's about her, and you are helping her by talking about this, by asking me to share with her. I can listen to her, and I will hear her fears because I've probably felt them myself, or she's going to have a new one. But I understand a lot about it, and so you did help her. You're connecting her to somebody else, and if I can't help her, I'll connect her to somebody else. That's all you can do. She has to do it.
Right, and this is why, you know, the last thing, I'm not one to, you know, really reach out and, you know, ask for help. You know, I've always been kind of like on my own since, you know, the Marine Corps. I was 17 when I left home, and, you know, here I am now, and I don't know who else to turn to, and I figured between you, Terry, and, you know, Dallas and the rest of the team, I know if I can just get her that bit of motivation and some knowledge and, you know, to get her involved with the team, maybe this will just turn around, and that's why I'm.
But you need to understand, Chrissy. You need to understand, dude, that if she don't hear it, you're talking to a wall. So let's move forward and let's see what happens. All right.
All right, brother.
All right,
and
brother.
She'll hear it in her own time frame, not the time you want it. The time she can process it and act on it, and you have to give her that.
Okay. Well, I have your email, Terry, so what I'm going to do is that was the right email, so I'm just going to forward all of her information and phone number, and I'm just going to talk with her briefly and let her know that, you know, I passed my information on to you, and then, you know, just whenever you can, you know, I would truly, truly appreciate it. I would owe you one, if, you know, at any point in time, you could just reach out to her, and,
Well, I gave you my number, and she can call me, or if you'll write me back her number if you think that's more helpful that I hunt her down. I will do that, but I'll just need your number, but I sent you mine, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. So that's, you know, maybe that would be better, like as you said, to maybe leave it in her court to reach out to you, say, look, this is somebody here that knows exactly what you're going through and has been there. Give her a call.
She has to be the one that reaches out. You're providing people for her to do that. It's okay to do little nudges, but I can't do it for her either. She has to want to try.
Exactly. You know, she was all gung-ho at the beginning. I mean, she ordered the DVDs, and when she talked with Dallas, she was ready to go, and then it just, you know, it seems like she's just getting worse and worse. And so I didn't know what else to do but to reach out to you guys, and I figured if there was anybody I could ask for help, it would be you guys, so... Just wanted to say thank you, and thanks to Dallas again for bringing me in on Fox. I had such a great time. You guys are all so great, and I truly appreciate everything. So,
all right, bro.
I hope you guys all have a great night.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. All right, guys. Terry, I want to thank you for calling in tonight, being here. Of course, Stacy, thanks for being here. Appreciate Arthur coming by and all the guests that came by. And Robert, of course, without you, we wouldn't have a show. So thanks for hanging in there with us, brother.
No problem, man.
Everyone else, hope you learned something from this. If you don't, go listen to it all over again. We'll have the podcast up tomorrow. It's been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya! Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.